to have killed at least 14 people in the Caribbean. The first British military flight to join the relief effort will leave RAF Bryce Norton this morning, carrying troops, rations and water. Louis Pereira from Milton Keynes-based World Vision is in the Dominican Republic.
At one point it was like it was going to the middle of the country, then it was going to the north of the country. So at this point it's only the north of the country that has been more affected, and towards the border with Haiti. But I think this particular information that we got in terms of preparing ourselves, we got about 4 or 5 days to prepare ourselves for the hurricane, and that has helped us a lot.
The hurricane is predicted to reach Cuba later today. It's estimated at least 10,000 British holidaymakers could be there, with the storm expected in Florida at the weekend. Simon Calder is the travel editor at The Independent.
Because the Foreign Office hasn't warned against travel to any of this region, it said, you know, if you go there, you're going to be in some considerable stress and possibly danger. There's no obligation for holiday companies to say, right, everybody out, we'll refund people who are booked to travel there. It's really just a matter of each company making it up as it goes along.
Police have praised the bravery of young victims and their families after a man who sexually abused 5 children in Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire was jailed for 18 years. 50-year-old Andrew Williams, of no fixed address, was convicted of 20 attacks, including rape, between 2001 and 2015. He pleaded guilty at Luton Crown Court. The victims were aged between 4 and 10 years old at the time of the crimes in Bedford and Hemel Hempstead. Central Bedfordshire Council has taken legal action to evict travellers from the new Woodside Link at Houghton Regis. The travellers have been encamped alongside the road, which was only open to the public a few months ago. Councillor Ian Dalgano says legal proceedings are underway, but health issues have caused a delay. A number of